Trend number two, a mountain of corporate cash. The Federal Reserve estimates American non-financial corporations are sitting on $1.84 trillion in cash. According to TradersNarrative.com, that means that these companies now hold a higher percentage of their assets in the form of cash and equivalents than at any time since the 1960s. What are they doing with this cash right now? First and foremost, they are buying back their own stock at a pace not seen since 2007. That's helping to boost the stock market. Second, as Barron's reported in a recent cover story, they are starting to pay large dividends to their shareholders. Third, they are starting to hire more employees and to bulk up on their capital expenditures in preparation for healthier economic times. And fourth, some companies are using their cash to take advantage of the depressed valuations of many other corporations, and they are seeing opportunities for mergers and acquisitions at bargain prices. All of these activities will be good for business and the broader economy. As a team of analysts at Credit Suisse recently put it, survival mode is over. American companies are poised to come out of the enforced hibernation brought on by the recession. So, why is there so much cash on hand today? And why are companies just now getting ready to spend it? Normally, cash on hand and capital expenditures tend to move together and to maintain a fairly constant ratio to each other. Sometimes this diverges, as it did during the tech boom of the 1990s, when leveraged spending surged to $300 billion, putting the two numbers out of sync. And more recently, during the recession, the opposite was the case. For several quarters, capital spending all but vanished. But finally, capital spending and hiring are beginning to return to normal. For example, IBM recently predicted an uptick in corporate spending for IT equipment. Meanwhile, Cisco and Intel both announced a brisk round of new hiring. At the bottom of the recession, the payout of dividends on stocks was down 20%, and stock buybacks were barely detectable. But recently, they've been on the upswing. Similarly, mergers and acquisitions volume has been well below average. The financial concept of reversion to the mean tells us that these deviations can't last. Currently, M&A activity, dividends, and buybacks are all up slightly. ExxonMobil is buying XTO Energy, while Hewlett-Packard is acquiring Palm. But there's a deeper meaning buried under the mountain of corporate cash. It is a proven positive signal that good times are ahead for the U.S. economy. Historically, cash held by corporations has peaked just 1 month prior to the stock market going into recovery mode in each of the post-war recessions. Here are just three examples of this pattern. One, in mid-1982, cash held as a percentage of the value of the stock market went up to 95%, just before equities rose 36% over 6 months. Two, in the fall of 1974, cash was 1.2 times the entire value of the U.S. stock market, right before that market turned bullish, and rose 31% in the 6 months ending in March 1975. And three, in 1990, cash peaked at 75% when Drexel Burnham Lambert collapsed, taking the savings and loan business with it and sending the economy into a recession. The S&P 500 shot up 23% in 6 months and gained nearly 30% over the year. As late as July 2010, consumers, investors, and corporate executives were being bombarded by negative economic news, including a loss of consumer confidence, sluggish job growth, and new fears of a return to recession. But this is not what we see going forward. What should you expect? Please consider the following three forecasts. First, get set for a redeployment of corporate cash along several parallel fronts. The unleashing of nearly $2 trillion in cash will have wide-ranging effects, not the least of which is to put money in the pockets of American stockholders and to produce new jobs. Second, the repurchasing of shares will lead the way. As companies deploy some of their cash in the form of stock buybacks, those shares will increase in value. That, in turn, will enrich investors and stabilize the economy for the coming build-out. Keep your eye on the stock market and on corporate activities there. And third, now is the time to buy large-cap companies with piles of cash on hand. Take Hewlett-Packard as an example. It hit a low of around $25 in the spring of 2009. A year later, it peaked at around $53. As of mid-July 2010, it was down in the mid-40s with a P/E ratio of around 13. That is only one of the seriously undervalued companies that are now poised to surge ahead. Technology stocks, capital goods, business services, and healthcare are all set to do the same. The savvy investor will take positions now.